And our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. This is the second hour. If you would like to call in with a comment or a question, you may do that at 800-313-9443 after this next break. Now, Fritz, you developed a list of 14 points. And we've talked about this before, but I think it's a really important list. The 14 simple reasons for rejecting the Holocaust hoax. And that is on your website.
Right. Column right. And I have a somewhat even shorter list, I think, also on the side. I'm trying to make the list shorter and shorter because even those 14 reasons are too long for most people to wade through. Anyway, what did you want to say? Or,
well, if you wanted to address any of those, you mentioned Elie Wiesel in number 6, and you mentioned the documents in number 5, saying,
right.
You know, there were no German documents that speak about gassing.
First of all, let me deal with the biggest lie in connection with the Holocaust. Overall lie, which is that there's some overwhelming body of evidence in support of the Holocaust story. That claim itself is a lie, but it's, of course, it's just part of the even bigger lie. Anyway, there are no autopsy reports of any Nazi gassing victims out there. So that already cuts into this story that there is some overwhelming body of evidence. There are not even photographs of corpses that were supposedly killed with poison gas. There are lots of bad photographs of people who died from disease or hunger, and those are used again and again as rather cheap, dirty propaganda to support the Holocaust hoax. But none of those photographs are proof of anything very sinister. You could take similar photographs in any major hospital in the United States. If you simply photograph people who've died from cancer of one sort or another without their pajamas, okay? If you photograph people who died of lung cancer naked, they don't look very good. They look like skin and bones.
How about Steve Jobs? You mentioned
Jobs,
him.
Exactly. In fact, I use several pictures of Steve Jobs to show just how skinny and emaciated a rather well-to-do, wealthy person can be shortly before death or even several years before death. It took him a long time to die from his pancreatic cancer. And when he was standing in front of a large audience, he literally looked like skin and bones. Now, that's what happens to people. At least half of all of us are going to look like that before we die. Those of us who die of heart failure, as this movie star from the popular series.
Oh, that Italian guy.
Yeah. Okay, he looked pretty heavy. But if he had waited a few years and died instead from smoking and cancer or AIDS or any number of diseases, he would have been reduced first to skin and bone. It's very unpleasant, but that's reality. And it's part of the reality that people just are brainwashed about. Anyway,
Right. Now, you have some very, very interesting articles on your website. I'm scrolling down, and there's one, How Hitler Tackled Unemployment and Revive Germany's Economy by Mark Weber, which is an excellent, excellent review of why they actually targeted Germany. All right, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we will take your calls, all except from Richard.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And we were talking about the things that you have on your website. And there is just so much here, just so much here. And you have articles. You also talked about the book. Oh, I just scrolled up. Orderly and Humane, which is, I have that book. And in fact, I asked Mr. Douglas if he would like to be on my program, but he was unavailable. And he does believe in the Holocaust, so he probably found out that I was an anti-Semite or an anti-Talmudic, and so he declined my offer. But that is a very, very interesting book, and so do you want to say anything about that? Have you read that book?
I have the book somewhere. I can't recall what he's claiming, but it gives some picture as to the atrocities committed by the United States of America, as I do recall. And those atrocities were absolutely monstrous. And unfortunately, the United States hasn't, you know, developed a conscience since then either. What America did in Korea and Vietnam and more recently in Afghanistan and Iraq is an indication that the same kind of self-righteous lunatics and criminals are still in charge here in the United States. So,
indeed, absolutely. Yeah, he talked about the the relocation, the deportation of all of the ethnic Germans from the reclaimed land from Poland. And it was the biggest relocation as far as the numbers of people to transpire in the history of the world. And it constituted, just in this very, very short period of time, the number of people, well, I don't want to misquote here, but the number of people that had immigrated to the United States in a 30-year period of time. And, I mean, it's just amazing. And, of course, people died of starvation, and it was, first the states themselves, the countries themselves were handling the deportations. And it was, okay, you have 5 minutes, gather your belongings, we're taking over your house, and get out. And then they said, well, we've got to have this be more organized. Well, and of course, as you mentioned, the United States, planned this along with the other allies before, about 3 months before the, in February, before the war ended in May. They planned on doing this.
Right. But there were plenty of discussions already long before that.
Oh, we sure.
The famous book, Germany Must Perish by Theodor Kaufmann, which came out in 1941, long before Pearl Harbor, in which he was advocating the literal extermination of Germany forever. Breaking
right.
Germany into totally different regions, and there were serious discussions in scholarly publications like PM Magazine, which had many essays by academic and respected people about what to do with Germany. And one of the goals was to remove all German men from Germany and only allow non-German men to mate with German women. This
right.
was a program of extermination. It was a Harvard University professor, his name escapes me at the moment, I can find it, who advocated this. I mean, this was pure, insane, genocidal racism. And there was no sense that there was anything particularly horrible about that. This was just one
right.
Of several options that America had to consider in order to deal with these terrible, terrible Germans.
Right. And that was the only book that Kaufmann had ever written. He self-published it, and it kind of coincided along with the Morgenthau Plan. And recently, Carl Rattle did this wonderful, wonderful article, multi-piece article, about that book, which hopefully we will be talking about that on Friday with when he comes on the program. But yes, I mean, it was just a given that people were out to exterminate the Germans.
Right.
And
what you see, okay, what you see in Europe today, this European Union is a kind of extermination policy also. What they're trying to do is literally destroy any vestige of European national identities. It's insane, but that's what actually is happening. Now, there's a lot of resistance at the national levels. The French want to be French, and the Czechs want to be Czechs, and so forth. That's perfectly normal. But again and again, you see the pressure by people who want to destroy every kind of nationalism and replace it with something else. Now, they can't replace it with a simple world government. You know, that would be communism and would be too obvious. But if they can achieve some kind of European Union, even with Turkey in it or something like that, that'll serve their purposes for the time being until that great day in the future, not too far in the future for their purposes, when we will all be united in one happy world government. You know, that's what.
Well, I think we're already there, Fritz.
We may be already there. Certainly the United
yes.
States has done its part to control everybody on the planet. This
sure.
NSA spying is being examined right now, but they don't make any apology for the fact that anybody who's a foreigner can be investigated in the greatest detail no matter where he is on the planet. Okay, so that apparently is totally okay with the NSA rules. You know, if you're a small person in Croatia somewhere, it's perfectly okay for these guys to listen in on all your conversations with your neighbors or whatever. That's their attitude. So we have an emerging kind of world government, even though they won't come out and say that that's what they're trying to achieve.
Sure. I think they've achieved it pretty well. I was looking at one of our previous interviews. I can't remember when this was, but we got a note from Candy, and she was telling me about the fact that she had been to a big antique show in the area where she lives, and that she met a German man, or a fellow that had lived in Germany for 20 years, and he'd come back to the United States. And she said, I asked him what he thought the population of Jews in Germany is now, and he joked and said maybe 12%. But then he said, but of course, you know, all the Jews were exterminated during the war, but yet the composition of Germany now is 12%. And of course, we know that it is still under military occupation, or it is, I guess you could say, it is still under occupation by the United States.
Right, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every German citizen knows that his telephone calls are being monitored. Anybody who doesn't recognize reality in Germany is a fool. And no doubt there are some people like that, but generally Germans know that telephone calls are routinely monitored. If they say anything that is right-wing or pro-nationalist, you know, it doesn't mean national socialist, but if they say anything that's sort of pro-German, they can be the target of all kinds of police raiding. The police can simply come to their door, knock, and say, all right, we want to come in and go through your library and see what you're reading, check out your computer, bar your computer perhaps. And they can do that. And it's routine in Germany. Germany is not a free country at all. It's not a democracy. It's a kind of police state where basically the...
You mean kind of like America?
Well, no, it's much worse. No, it's
okay.
Much worse. As good as bad as it is in this country, we still are protected from that kind of routine knock and search intrusion by the police.
But we're being programmed to accept it by so many of these cop shows that show people showing up in, you know, in SWAT team gear and with big guns and big helmets and all this other stuff.
I agree. We're moving in that direction, and we're moving to some kind of a dictatorship. We will never admit to being a dictatorship in this country, but they will have something that is, in effect, a kind of dictatorship disguised as democracy. It may be absolutely necessary because the Congress of the United States is such a total circus. It's a waste of time. These guys just can't seem to do anything right.
They all have loyalties to Israel.
Exactly. Israel is sacred. That is their great religion. You must never say anything critical of Israel. You can criticize the president, you can criticize Republicans, you can criticize Tea Partiers, Democrats, but never, never dare to say anything critical of Israel. So that tells people what they really should know about how this country is being run. And this country is right now being bled white by the Jewish bankers and controllers on the Federal Reserve.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And we do have a caller. Let's take Rick in Austin. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, or good afternoon, rather, to everybody. I have two questions. I've always been a little foggy about why Germany was targeted. I've heard this repeatedly, but I can't really put my finger on a specific reason. And the reason I do bring this up is because I remember reading in a book that I guess is rather obscure now called The Thousand-Year Conspiracy by a guy named Winkler. I think his first name is Paul. Basically, he states that the Order of the Teutonic Knights morphed into the Prusso-Teutonic Nazi movement, and it all started with a group of individuals that wanted to take over commerce in the entire world. And I was wondering, and this is just a shoot-from-the-hip theory, was Germany targeted because they wanted to bring these guys down? And the second question I have is, I'd like to hear about efforts to thwart publication and research of books about the truth in World War II, buybacks and things like that. And that's basically it.
All righty. Fritz.
Well, I'll try to answer the first question first, of course. I think Germany was a problem for the worldwide communist movement. Communism had made some major strides in Germany at the end of World War One, even before the end of World War One. Communists took over public buildings and some institutions in Prussia, in Bavaria as well. And it looked like they were really on a roll, and they were going to take over all of Germany. But within a fairly short time, there was a backlash against the communists in Germany. People like my father volunteered into organizations like the Stahlhelm and fought the communists in the streets of Berlin and elsewhere and prevented the communist takeover of Germany. If the communists had taken over in Germany, that kind of victory, in addition to the communist takeover in Russia, would have given the worldwide communist movement an enormous edge over everybody else. Germany and Russia together waging war on France and Britain and the British Empire and perhaps even the United States would have been a very, very difficult combination for anyone else to fight. But fortunately, in Germany, you had an anti-communist reaction, and that saved the day. And Hitler was part of this anti-communist reaction. The communists, as a political party, were still very strong in Germany until the end of 1932. In fact, after the late 1932 elections, there was no majority party in Germany, not even the National Socialists. The National Socialists did not constitute a majority. The next strongest party after the National Socialists were the Communists. And Franz von Papen, who I think was the president of the German parliament at that time, had to form a government for the beginning of 1933. One of his choices was to form a government with the National Socialists included, meaning Hitler, or with the Communists. And he chose to form a government, a coalition government, with the National Socialists. And that saved the day and put the Communists in the background. But things could have worked out very differently. And I think that was why the communists throughout the world, including communists here in the United States, saw this new Germany around Hitler as a major, major problem. Hitler made no mistake about being anti-communist, about the connection between communism and Jews, which was rather obvious to anyone, including people like Winston Churchill and others. So that was the big, big conflict. And it made Germany a target for all of the really super liberal people all around the world. And that is the game that was really being played even very early in World War II. The Western nations, Britain, France, and the United States, and Poland were hoping that Stalin would join them in crushing Germany. This was the hope of this anti-Nazi conspiracy that was at work during the summer of 1939. But Hitler undercut that by making his famous peace or treaty with Stalin, and he avoided the trap that the Western Allies were trying to put Germany into. Anyway, it's a tough question. I'm not giving you a complete answer. I realize that. Maybe not even a very good answer.
May I add something to that?
Go ahead, we're
going to go to a break momentarily. But okay, we'll do it on the other side of the break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And I go back a little bit further. There was always the Germans were always very nationalistic. They weren't imperialistic. The area of Frankfurt, the city of Frankfurt, did the first emancipation of the Jews. This was in 1809, and they did that in conjunction with some money that the Rothschilds provided for the people, the leadership in Frankfurt, just in that one city. Then you have shortly thereafter, you have 1848, the socialist revolutions in Europe. And, of course, this was promoted by Karl Marx, who was the first communist. Well, he wasn't exactly the first communist, but he was a main communist, and with his book, The Communist Manifesto. And by 1879, the Jews had control in Germany. And remember that the German states, the city-states, became unified in 1871. But by 1879, the Jews had control of medicine, education, finances, and a lot of other very influential aspects of culture, and, well, including the theater. And but the Germans were very ethic. They were ethical. They did not believe in being imperialistic. When they collaborated, for instance, on the Baghdad Railway, They were interested in having a symbiotic relationship that would benefit the people in the country that they were negotiating with. In other words, they were going to help the Iraqis, which was in Turkey, it was the Ottoman Empire. They were going to help the people in the area by connecting Berlin to Baghdad. So everybody was going to come out better. And the English, the British, remember that they were in control of the world. They had sea power. And England, and particularly Churchill, targeted Germany because Germany was gaining power, and they did it from hard work. They love work. That is just the way they are constructed. They love work, not so they could gain riches or wealth, but simply because that is the way that they are. And England could not handle any competition. And so that is the first, well, that is one of the times that they targeted Germany. And, of course, there was the previous war in the 1870s. So it was not just something that happened just because Hitler came to power and all of a sudden they were nationalistic. They were always nationalistic, never imperialistic. What was your other question?
Yeah, well, the other question was, go ahead.
Go ahead, Rick. I hope I answered your first question reasonably well, but
yeah,
I forgot your second question.
Yeah, I'm going back quite a ways, and, you know, I do appreciate the answers. They were very helpful. But the second question was basically, what kind of difficulties have you encountered, and other authors like you, in getting the information out, publishing it? You know, you face a lot of buybacks. Do you even get printing? It seems to me that there is so much going on today. Even current alternative people on the radio say, oh, World War II, you know, that was before I was born. It doesn't matter. But to me, the whole Holocaust thing was a greater fraud than 9-1-1, and it's certainly more profitable. So I was wondering, you know, what kind of obstacles you face in getting your information out.
Okay, I'll try to answer you. On Amazon, for example, if I merely post a comment to some other book that someone else wrote and I make my revisionist point of view, my post is blocked completely. Amazon.com will not even post my comments regarding other books. Facebook does essentially the same thing. When I try to post it on Facebook, I suddenly get a blurb saying you must be in good standing or something like that. In effect, I'm blocked. Google blocks me also in countless ways. So you can just imagine what will happen if I do publish a book. More than likely, if I publish it through a small publishing house or privately, I will be able to sell it through Amazon.com, but you can expect all kinds of restrictions as far as how you can even promote your book. So that goes on. In Germany, it's absolutely incredible what goes on. They literally go to the publisher of a book that they don't like, and they confiscate all the copies of the book and burn them, literally burn them, and even confiscate the printing plates, if there are plates available, and destroy them. That is routine in Germany. And I, at least until a few years ago, maybe even until even today, face 5 years imprisonment in Germany merely because of my work as a Holocaust denier. There was a warrant for my arrest published about 15 years ago. Somehow Guillermo Rudolph managed to get a copy and sent it to me. I don't know if the warrant still stands or what, but I
did. You frame it?
I don't have it now, but
I would frame it.
Well, I know I should, but I don't. Somehow, I don't even like to be reminded that things like that go on.
But that's like a diploma.
Yeah,
a diploma.
I don't, I know, but anyway, it's scary, and I don't go to Germany anymore. My wife is afraid to go to Germany because she's afraid she'll be arrested merely sure. because she's married to me. She lost her job in 1995 simply because she was married to me and might have been helping spread Holocaust denial ideas to clients.
Wow.
So it's Germany really is a police state controlled by the Jews. There's no nice way to put it. The Israelis have various organizations that monitor Germany. They do opinion polling and so forth to see what Germans think about World War II and Hitler. And they assert every kind of pressure to make sure that everything is carefully controlled. Germany is not a democracy. I don't know what the future is going to be there, but it doesn't look good at all. So the controls of publishing or on publishing are subtle. At least in this country, you're not likely to have your warehouse broken into by the government. You know, it might be broken.
No, they have other people do that for them.
They have other people do that, and those people get away with it, essentially.
Right, like they burned down the IHR
20 years ago and got away with it. Okay,
exactly.
No one was arrested, and probably the insurance was minimal that to compensate the IHR. So things like that.
Well, look what they did. Terrence Sundell up in Canada, they burned his house down.
Well, and when he was here in the United States trying to find some kind of political asylum, the U.S. government essentially gave him no protection. The same thing with Guillermo Rudolph. He
right.
was tricked into going along with some police proceeding, and he was arrested and then deported. I mean, if a person like Guillermo doesn't qualify as a political asylum candidate, who does, you know? So all kinds of dirty tricks are played, but happily, we can say in this country, there are some limits on the insanity. So.
Right. Does that answer your question, Rick?
Yeah, it does. And I thank you both for your time and answering the questions. And I just wanted to say, Deanna, that I think, and this is not to suck up or anything, but I listen to a lot of radio because I read a lot of things about comparative analysis between the radio stations, alternative press, et cetera, and you're top shelf on the info spectrum. I mean, there are so many ways you inform folks. You have great guests on. And to wrap it up, I just say to both of you, keep it up. I know there's a lot of times when everybody must second-guess themselves, but it's folks like you that go ahead and inspire people that you're not even aware of, and that's what's going to go ahead and turn this thing around. And on that note, I'll let you go. You guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate those kind thoughts.
Thank you, Rick, for your questions and your comments, and keep it up.
All righty. I'm just a facilitator here. It's the guests that bring all this information to the forefront. Let's take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, Singola. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Yes. You know, as you were talking about Google and Amazon, that's all Jew taking over. It's all run by the Jews, and pretty much they want to keep everything out that is true to be reported as a lie. And the whole thing is, when I was going to the shul at the time, like 7 years ago, I was just looking into this whole thing, and all I heard was about the Holocaust, you know what I mean? And then I got the original copy of Schindler's List, because they propagated that freaking movie so much, and I look at this garbage, it's a freaking novel. So I started investigating the Holocaust because I got so sick of the crap. Every book I found was a novel, a lie. And I look at this and go, well, how is it that they could perpetuate a lie and make it sound so true? Why is it that the so-called Jews or these people are valued so highly? It bothered me. I said, this is not reality. This is a farce. And then you got the so-called Christians, which I listen to a lot. I listen to alternative and so forth. Even the alternative media has already been infiltrated. So, because you have a lot of hosts, they'll say the international bank, but don't say it's a Jew bank. In 1913, when America, when the Federal Reserve got in place, that was a death certificate. They printed money, they purchased every media in the world with our money. And that's how it was done. That's how they got powerful. And yet, this is a race. I mean, that's pretty much a hodgepodge and a crud of a race, really. That's all it is. Because how do you perpetuate a lie to say, oh, I'll call it truth? It's a lie. It's scientifically, as you prove with your website, it's impossible. It's a lie. And it continues. And so, Lola, ever since I found this out, and I came across you. You're great. I love you, and I listen to you a lot. And my whole thing is, when you have Veronica and all these other people coming in, like Paul, exposing this, we need to, white America, wake the hell up. This is a reality that wants to destroy white Christian America. They want to destroy the European race, as you said. Germany, they wanted to turn Germany into another Jewish state. I don't know if you know that, if you know the symbol. They wanted to turn Germany into another Jewish state.
Well, sure, it already is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you what I think is going to happen. It'll turn around. It'll change when the American public is broke. When the American public, the vast majority of Americans, are living in the streets, in the gutter, on handouts, and starving to death. Then they'll wake up. And I'm afraid that may be coming. Today, the stock market was already down about 200 points. The economy is in bad shape, and the recovery that Ben Bernanke and these other guys, who are in many cases Jewish, were promising, ain't happening. The United States is falling apart as we're talking here. When it gets really, really bad, when the people are literally starving to death, then they'll wake up. Short of that, I don't know that much is going to happen, because the average Joe Blow drinks his beer and watches some soap opera or a sporting event and is oblivious to what really goes on in this country and what this country is doing to the world. 1963 was to me a major turning point for the worse in this country, when John F. Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy led by Lyndon Baines Johnson and a bunch of other real criminals in this country. And those guys paved the way for Israel's 1967 war of aggression in the Middle East, which is still the basis for so much misery in the entire Middle East that will probably lead to World War III if World War III hasn't started already. So I'm afraid the American public is just not smart enough to make a difference or even to do much until they are literally starving in the streets, and that may be coming sooner than we dare to even think about.
Right.
No, it is, because I see food prices going up continuously. Well, what's $2.99 is $3.99, so I see it going up.
Right, right.
Ben, I'm sorry, but we do need to move on, because we do have some other callers, but okay, go ahead and finish your remarks, Fritz.
No, that's it. Let's go ahead.
Okay, let's thank you, Ben. Let's take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, nice to talk with you again. I had a question. I only came in on towards the end of the show, the last few minutes. So I'm sorry I didn't hear it from the beginning, but I had a question for the gentleman. I know that the Holocaust it didn't happen as we've been, taught growing up. Was there any kind of a Holocaust at all, to some degree, or is that even not true being killed, wrongly, I'm saying, in Germany at that time, or is that false also?
All right, I'll try to answer. I think I know where you're going.
Uh-huh.
No one was killed in gas chambers. The gas chamber story, which is very much the heart of the entire Holocaust legend, that part of the Holocaust mythology is an absolute lie. killing people with carbon monoxide and cyanide involves some technology, and there are many ways to check out the allegations and so forth. The Holocaust gassing claims are absolute rubbish. When you take that out of the picture, you get something that looks a little more plausible. Certainly people were put in concentration camps, especially if they were Jewish. Other people, including Jews, were put in concentration camps, so we shouldn't forget that. The reason you put people in concentration camps is not because you want to kill them, but because you want to keep them alive, but under a certain amount of control. If you want to just commit mass murder, you can do what Stalin did, either starve them to death out in the open, or just shoot them in the neck.
All righty, we're going to a quick break. Steve, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. The biggest Holocaust in Germany was the Allies bombing the people to smithereens and the Jews projecting that it was somehow that they were the victims.
Jews were the victims of bombing as indirectly as well, but not deliberately. Many of the dead at Bergen-Belsen were a indirect result of Allied bombing and strafing of civilian targets. That made the conditions at Bergen-Belsen far, far worse than it would have been otherwise. The shortage of water was due, for one thing, to the bombing of an electric power plant near Bergen-Belsen. When you can't get electricity, then you can't run your water pumps, and people die from thirst, especially if they've had extreme fever. When you have typhus, you have phases of extreme fever, as much as 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and your body is extremely dehydrated from every one of those fever episodes. If you don't get clean water to rebuild your water level in your body, you will die very quickly and horribly. So that was just one indirect result affecting a Jewish population, indirectly a result of the Allied bombing and strafing of civilian targets. In general, World War II was a Holocaust, but you know, that's not what is usually meant by the word Holocaust. The war was quite horrible, and the American campaign against civilian targets throughout Europe, not just Germany, Hungary, Poland, wherever they could bomb, was absolutely monstrous. Nothing like today, where the bombs are all carefully targeted for a specific building or what have you. They used to, you know, obliterate an entire village in order to get one military headquarters or some target of value. So it was a very cowardly campaign as well. And I could talk about that at some length, but I hope we've answered Steve's question at least somewhat. As far as a deliberate program of physical extermination, that claim is absolute rubbish. And the proof is the abundance of Holocaust survivors in the world today. They're all over the place. They're on television practically every day or every week, even on Bookspan TV, and they lie their heads off and they get praised and so forth for their courage. Baloney, it's courage. They were kept alive by the Nazis. If the Nazis had ever wanted to kill these people, they certainly had countless opportunities to do it. These Holocaust survivors should thank the Germans for having taken such good care of them. That's why so many of them are alive and quite... Collecting reparations into their 80s and 90s, you know, to this very day. If the Nazis had ever wanted to kill these people, they certainly could have done it, but they didn't. They kept them alive because they wanted to keep them alive. That's the dirty little secret that is buried with all this propaganda.
Whoops, we've run out of time. Well, thank you, Steve, for your phone call. Sorry we couldn't take Tanner and Andrea. Thank you so much, Fritz, for being on the program today. Time has really gone by fast.
Thank you, Deanna.
All righty, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.